roll.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees, or I guess as I should call it, the special meeting of the potential Genoa Township Trustee. We are here tonight to hear from seven of our applicants to replace me for the final year of my term. I first want to start by acknowledging the 23 who originally applied. I want to thank them all for taking the time to apply, to become more involved in their community. I think everybody sitting here at this table, all three of us trustees and Pat Myers as well, can attest that it's a thankless job, but it's an important job. If you're looking for part-time work, you can find some that pays much better and is a lot less stressful. So, again, I commend everyone for your willingness to become more involved in Genoa Township. I do want to extend my congratulations to the remaining seven who are under consideration by Trustees D'Antonio and Gephardt. So the purpose of tonight's meeting, again, is to allow an initial impression, I guess, of the final seven. The way it's going to work is a very structured meeting. We're just going to have each of the seven, and I will call each of them in alphabetical order, allow them to come up to the podium. You'll have up to 7 minutes to speak. I've asked Pat Myers to kind of wave you when you're at the final minute mark, just to keep you honest here. But that's it. There's not going to be any public comment this evening. There will not be any engagement by our board. There will not be any deliberation by this board. It is strictly, we're going to hear the speeches, and the meeting will be adjourned after that. The way that will work moving forward, I believe the other two trustees have scheduled a couple of dates that they will be conducting private interviews of the seven finalists. They will interview, they will continue, or they will begin deliberations. The rest is up to them. It's my understanding that they are seeking to have this appointment done by the end of the year. That is not a guarantee, but I think that is what ultimately they're striving for. If they are unable to come to a decision, they actually are going to have until the end of January to make a decision, because I guess the legal clock starts ticking once I vacate the office, which will be at the end of the year. So under Ohio Vice Code, they have up until 30 days after I vacate the office to make a selection. If they cannot make a selection, it will then be turned over to the Delaware County probate judge, who is David Hemanowski. And then he and he alone will decide the applicant at that point. And he reserves the right to do whatever process he wants, to open it up however he wishes. So that's it in a nutshell. Do the other trustees have any comments before we start with the speeches? Yeah, just a quick item. First off, we are on audio recording, as all of our meetings are, but we are trying a new wrinkle here this evening. Leslie Strader, our communications director, is doing this on Facebook Live, so we are streaming this live on our township's Facebook site. I assume, though, that it will be available as a video recording after that. I mean, it will be saved. Yes, she's waving yes, okay. I'm on Facebook, but I'm not that savvy with Facebook. So. Very good. So people can watch this at their own leisure. Okay. Well, without further ado, what's that?
Should I call the roll for three of you?
Yeah, please call the roll. Pat Myers.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gavar.
Here.
Mr. Carfani.
Present. So all three of our board members are present and accounted for, as well as our fiscal officer, Pat Myers. Oh, I guess one final item is that members of the public, if you still want to become engaged with this process by speaking, offering your feedback on those who are under consideration, we would ask you to send emails or written correspondence to our township administrator, who is Paul Wise. You can email him at pwise@genoatwp.com. Paul is kind of the clearinghouse for all of that feedback, because that way he can disseminate it equally to our entire board, and that both Carl and Frank have an opportunity to see all the remarks that are coming in. So if anyone has any feedback about any applicants, anything you want us to know, anything in support of or otherwise, please get in touch with Paul, share your remarks. He will make sure that we're kept aware.
And we also, I believe, have already received some voicemails too. Paul?
So if you want, you could just call and leave a voicemail message as well.
Yes. I mean, I shouldn't say there's not just one type of communication, obviously any communication. Okay. Anything else I forgot?
The interviews that will be conducted with the final seven will start Saturday morning and then conclude for Monday evening. So that at that point, then, Carl and I will start our deliberation process. So the interviews will be forthcoming very quickly after this presentation, and all seven candidates already have reserved their time.
Great. For those in the audience, we do have water. We do have coffee in the back, so help yourself if you'd like. Okay, we are ready to get underway. Our first candidate this evening is Debbie Lee Dougherty. Please.
I didn't realize we would be streaming live. Hi, Mom. She'll probably watch later. Good evening. My name is Debbie Lee Dougherty. I'm a small business owner, mother, wife, friend, neighbor, volunteer, daughter in Genoa Township. I want to not only be a voice for my fellow residents, but have an ear to listen to them as well. I'm open-minded, fair, and kind. At least that's what I'm told. I believe it to be true. I believe in a servant leader model of leadership and will do what is necessary to get any job done. This is a trait I learned in my early days in the Army. Yes, I was a soldier, and one that I use every day in my business. I feel right now, as far as timing, I have three daughters, and I feel like I actually have the time now to devote to the township, where I maybe didn't have as much before, with my youngest being a freshman at Westerville Central. And this coupled with my desire to make a difference in my community. With so much that goes on in the world, I want to do my small part. In 2005, I made the decision to start my business. I had always been an employee, and now I was going to be a business owner, but I had no idea how to set up a company. So I actually turned to Carl Gephardt, who I had known from OSAE, which is the Ohio Society of Association Executives. It's an association for associations that exists. And then I reconnected when I saw him at church once I moved into the township. And he, I let him know I was thinking of starting my own company. He was a great mentor, and he actually took care of the paperwork for me because I didn't really know how to do it, and I appreciate that. He's someone who I trusted and admired within the association management industry. So currently, he is the incorporator and statutory agent for my company. I just want to put that out there. Someone asked me about it, so I want to be upfront. He is one of many people in the township that I know and am friends with, and I'm a resource to as a friend and a colleague and neighbor. Of this, I'm very proud. I take pride in getting to know people and to be relied upon. Upon being selected as a finalist, and it was brought to my attention, I actually hadn't thought about it for years because I was busy running my business and taking care of my family. So I'm working on paperwork to get it all in my name, since Carl's really not involved in it at all. The reason I think I bring some special skills to the position, I've been a small business owner for over 11 years. I have association management experience for over 20 years. I started very, very young. So, just kidding. That always ages me, though. What I do have when I manage my associations, I have clients. And an association, these are nonprofits. So you have certain things that you have to do, just like with the township. So there's a fiscal responsibility to the associations I serve. Everything is public knowledge, and I have to be fiscally responsible. That's huge. There's transparency around the board activities and strategic initiatives. There's active communication with the members every day. Whether I'm emailing or talking on the phone, I am responsible to everybody. That's a lot of people and a lot of different personalities and things, but I think that I do a good job with that. There's collaboration with committees and board members, so at that level, so everywhere from membership to committees and board. And then I have to co-lead with volunteer leaders to carry out the vision of the organizations. With these organizations, even though I serve as executive director, it's not my vision, it's their vision. I don't participate in the professions that my clients do. I'm an association management professional, so I can't prescribe to what their vision would be. I've served on the WARM board, which is the Westerville Area Resource Ministry. When it kind of was reorganizing, I was on one of those initial boards. I'm very proud of that. It was an amazing experience. They're celebrating their 45th anniversary that I'll be helping with this year. I served on the OSAE board. That's that Association of Associations I explained. So I served my peers. I also served as a Park Bend Homeowners Association trustee years back when we were just kind of getting that going. Over the course of 17 years, in the Westerville school systems, I've served in several capacities, from helping in my children's classrooms to baking or really buying a pie at Just Pies to donate for the academic booster meeting. I can bake, but I didn't for that particular one. And I also serve as vice president of the Warhawks Cheer Boosters. Go Warhawks. In my client associations, I have a new president each year. I have to adapt. Oh, I didn't think I would go 7 minutes. Great. I'm almost done. I have to adapt my leadership style to their leadership style. So if I have a president who's very active, I step back. If they're not, I step in because I want to get the job done. I feel like this would be valuable in being able to listen to different people and discern the different views. I absolutely love meeting people, connecting with people. I feel like this could be of good use to the township. I honestly think we have the best community in Central Ohio. I would like to do what I can to keep it that way, continuing to do what we do well, seizing opportunities for improvement. Our schools are great, community is strong, we have top-notch public services and parks. I would like to keep it that way and be mindful of the future and the decisions that will be made to impact our community. Thank you so much for your consideration. Did I do it? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Our next candidate is Connie Goodman.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening and to share with you why I am interested in the role of Genoa Township Trustee. I'd also like to share my qualifications for this position. I think the best way to approach this is to share with you my work experience, a few of my service roles, and finally my perception of the township, where we are and where we are headed. In February of 2015, I retired from The Ohio State University after 31 years of employment. Prior to Ohio State, I was employed in the retail sector for 13 years as a buyer and in various customer service roles. I retired primarily to watch my youngest grandchild, who is now in daycare full-time. But like so many other baby boomers who reach retirement age, I want to continue to be involved, and I'm not going to sit on my front porch and watch life pass me by. I want to continue to be involved and apply my background and experiences that I have learned over the years. My career at Ohio State began in the admissions office processing applications. From there, I moved into a college office as a recruiter and then as an academic advisor, where I helped guide undergraduate students throughout their academic career in the College of Pharmacy. Then I moved to the registrar's office, where I spent 21 years and progressed to be the assistant registrar for academic records. The area was responsible for grades, transcripts, training on the student information system, determination of Ohio residency for tuition purposes, training and interpretation of FERPA, and other tasks. FERPA is the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act as amended in 1974 and governs what can be released as public information without the written consent of the student. Throughout my career, I've been an active participant in several groups and organizations and have served in leadership capacities in many of them. Since moving into Genoa Township in 2005, I have actively participated on various committees, boards, and commissions. Currently, I serve as the chair of the Genoa Township Zoning Commission. Previously, I was a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals and have participated in multiple levy committees for police, fire/EMT, and roads. All of these have provided me with a better understanding of the operations of our township and the challenges we face. I have also served in professional associations, including the Ohio Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers, OACRO, where I was president in 2005 and served on and as chair of several committees. At the national level, I served as chair of the Federal Compliance Committee for the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers, ACRO, and was elected by my peers to the Nominations and Elections Committee. To be clear, these are just not line items on a resume. When I sign up for something, I fully and actively participate in each one. I see three major challenges in our township today: housing density, commercial development, and crumbling infrastructure. Recently, we heard from some of our residents that there should be no increased housing density in Genoa Township. As a result, our 2016 comprehensive plan reflects no changes to the housing density in any planning area. These discussions, however, have resulted in some divisions between residents based on where they live. Commercial development in the 2016 comprehensive plan has remained in the southern end of the township and on properties currently zoned as such. In both the case of housing density and commercial development, there needs to be a conscious effort to understand and balance the desires of the majority of the residents while also respecting the rights of property owners. Much of our infrastructure was created at the beginning of the housing growth period. Some areas need attention due to normal maintenance, while other areas require attention due to substandard initial construction or being impacted by surrounding areas over which we have no control. We will need to ensure that there are sufficient funds available for repair and replacement, as this is the physical foundation upon which our township is built. Genoa Township is very fortunate to have strong, well-qualified staff in our departments. These areas of expertise provide detailed information and guidance to trustees as decisions are made. At recent trustee meetings, each department had reviewed his budget proposal for the coming year, providing justification for expenditures. It's critical information for the trustees as they review and approve budgets and expenditures. Historically, Genoa Township has been fiscally responsible by saving for expenditures rather than borrowing, and we need to continue that method of operation. Recently, Governor Kasich made a statement that Ohio is on the verge of a recession and that the 2017-18 budget will be tight. A drop of 5 to 10% in state revenues will have an impact on townships statewide, and Genoa Township must be ready, as this will undoubtedly impact our revenues also. Department heads must continue to apply for grants and matching funds whenever possible, and we must all look for efficiencies that can be gained. I believe that my background will help address all of these situations. In closing, I believe my management and leadership background and my prior fiduciary experiences and responsibilities, specifically those in Genoa Township, will be an asset as a trustee if I am selected. I am honored and humbled to have made the shortlist. Regardless of whether I am selected to fill this vacancy or not, I will continue to be involved in Genoa Township, as it is a nice place to live, and I will participate in some capacity to ensure that continues in practice as well as in name. Thank you for the privilege of speaking tonight and for your consideration for the trustee appointment.
Our next candidate is Mark Harmon.
Good evening. I'm Mark Harmon. I've lived in the township since 1999. My wife and I moved here from Orange County, California, with our then two children, both of which have graduated from Westerville North High School. And my son is currently active duty Army in Arizona. My daughter is married, two children in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we have lived in the township, as I said, since 1999. And I've personally been engaged with the township since 2008. I was the chairman of the, up until about March, I was the chairman of the Parks Advisory Board for approximately 5.5 years. I've been on the board since 2008, as I said. Along with that, I've also served on the Board of Zoning Appeals, and I am currently the chairman of the Zoning Appeals Board. I think, as the other applicants have said, this is truly an honor to be on the short list, and I appreciate the tough job that you guys are going to have to select someone is. You know, that's qualified to represent the township and the residents and follow in Rick Carfagna's very large footsteps. Along with my activity in the township, I'm currently employed as a real estate certified residential real estate appraiser, which I've done for approximately 10 years. Before that, I was in banking and finance approximately 25 years, worked at various companies and moved up the ladder, and the last position I had was a chief credit officer for a company that we bought $3 to $4 million in receivables per month. I traveled all over the country buying receivables in bulk, and I also dealt with individual franchised car dealers. So I had some various expertise in dealing with different levels of people. I've worked closely here with the staff. Parks Department, the Parks and Maintenance Department. I went through the police and fire academies, which I really, really appreciate that is available to the citizens in the township. I am a graduate, as I said, of the Police and Fire Academy. And really, as trustee, I think the vision is we are going to be challenged going forward financially, because I also heard what Governor Kasich said. We've been challenged financially, and I think it's going to only get more challenging as we go forward. And I think that really the goal is to listen to the residents, represent the township, and continue to make Genoa a nice place to live. Thank you for your consideration.
Our next candidate this evening is Jeffrey Hetrick.
Thank you, trustees. It's a pleasure to be here this evening, and residents. I've lived in the township for 13 years. However, I grew up right on the other side of the township back in the 60s and 70s on Hoover Lake. So I've had the great opportunity to watch the township grow and develop over the last 40-plus years. My family has deep roots here, and I feel a special kinship, not only to those who run the township, but residents, many of whom have been here for a long time. Let me give you a little insight into my background. I graduated from Westerville High School. There was only one back then. And left there to pursue a college career. Had no idea what I wanted to be when I grew up. So after a year of liberal arts education at Ohio Wesleyan, the light bulb went off, and I decided to pursue a program which they did not have. So I finished out my collegiate career at Ohio State and graduated with a bachelor's degree in communications. Let me talk a little bit now about my career, because I think there are a number of events that have occurred during the course of my career that would be especially useful in the role of trustee. I started working in state government for 5 years, so I already have base knowledge of how the public sector works. I left the public sector to enter the private sector, where I worked for Cardinal Industries as a regional operations manager and supervised several hundred employees. And I learned early on in that position that it's great to spend time with those who report to you in a very disarming fashion so that you can learn how they work, how they do their jobs, because frankly, they are the experts, because they're closest to the work. And in this case, I think those who work for the township, whether they're in administration, police, fire, roads, maintenance, you have it, they are the experts. And they can provide a lot of great advice and counsel, which is necessary, I believe, in the role of a trustee to make the best informed decision possible on behalf of the residents and taxpayers. After I left Cardinal Industries, I finally found my professional passion, and that was association management. And I've been in that field for over 30 years, 19 years initially with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. I was a member of their senior management team and responsible for all membership recruitment, retention, and played a role in marketing initiatives. After I left the Manufacturers Association, I was excited to take on the role of president and CEO of the Ohio Restaurant Association. And who doesn't like food? But that was a great opportunity to take an underperforming association and use a lot of my skills and expertise to turn it around into a high-performance workplace that was providing substantial value for both the members and the rest of the food service industry. One of the highlights of my 12-year run with the Restaurant Association was to do a complete rebuild of the IT infrastructure. We had equipment and servers that were woefully out of date, not to mention that they weren't properly protected with necessary security protocols. And our brand was extremely tired. So I went through a complete rebranding process. We launched a brand new public-facing website that was user-friendly and easy for our members and others to navigate. And after 12 years with the Restaurant Association, I saw another opportunity, and that was to help a struggling association that had been around for about 65 years find its voice again. And that was, and that is rather where I am now, PERI, which is an acronym for Public Employee Retirees Incorporated. And my group represents 63,000 members. But we're in the process right now of literally turning upside down our IT infrastructure and going through the same process. We have rebranded, launched a new website, and essentially refreshed the organization. What are my strengths that I would bring to the position? In my opinion, they include a great deal of experience in strategic planning and execution, finance, budgeting, accounting, human resource management. I've had my hands in all of these pies over the years and feel that I could bring those strengths and apply them appropriately in the township setting. Also, the one thing that I've noticed about the township over the last decade or so is the increased use of committees manned by residents, which I think is absolutely the right way to go. The more input that you can get from the residents and the taxpayers in the township, the better informed the trustees are and better able and capable of making the right decisions that will benefit the residents and help the township to grow and prosper. I would like to close by simply saying thank you for considering me as a trustee. I believe that I have a lot of strengths that I can bring to the table. I would be excited to work not only with the two of you, but also with all of the residents across the township. So in closing, let me just say, Rick, congratulations to you on your ascension to the Ohio House. I wish you well there. I'm sure you'll do fine. And Mr. D'Antonio and Mr. Gebhardt, thank you for this opportunity, and I hopefully will have an opportunity to present my thoughts further in our private interview. Thank you very much.
Our next candidate this evening is Sean Preby.
Good evening. Sean Preby, 10199 Sage Creek Drive. Trustees in the community that is Genoa Township, I humbly stand before you this evening as a candidate for the vacated seat of Trustee Carfagna as of January 1st, 2017. Clearly, given my experiences, I've stood before you in other official capacities, and I'm truly honored to be standing here as part of the Pool of Seven. I plan on highlighting the following: some acknowledgments, some background, technical experiences, my mission going forward, and conclusion. I'd like to take a few moments to acknowledge the following: my wife, Jill, who has given me the time and flexibility to serve Genoa Township over the last 5 to 6 years. We are a family with young children, and we've made personal sacrifices so I can follow my passion to serve and serve without reservation. My peers on the Financial Advisory and Audit Committee, the Zoning Commission, the Board of Trustees, and the Genoa Township Business Association. I've learned an incredible amount from all these individuals. There is a tremendous amount of human capital in our township. We need to continue to cast our nets and grab these people. My friends and associates within this great community, you've provided me mentorship, visioning, and sound wisdom. I'm truly grateful to you. And of course, the applicant pool. I'm elated that we started with 23 interested applicants. Just 2 years ago, only 10 interested applicants applied for the vacated seat of Trustee Lewis. The growth of our community's engagement is exciting, to say the least. From that standpoint, there are a few of that I've worked alongside, I've worked for, share fraternal allegiances with, and conducted business transactions. Please know I'm excited for each of you. Now to the business at hand. Let's talk about my technical background. As stated in my application packet, this is the benefit of the community. The trustees are privy to this information. I'm an experienced accounting and audit professional with dual degrees in accounting and financial management. I graduated from The Ohio State University in Franklin. I've developed a polished acumen in the area of public accounting and audit, corporate finance, business banking, individual financial management, workers' compensation, risk management, and public sector engagements. Strong consideration should be made for my candidacy when the following technical experiences are taken into account from a budgeting standpoint: accountable for month-over-month review of balance sheet and income statement for specific cost centers, specifically analyze discretionary and overhead expenses, budgeted accordingly when reviewing actual versus projected data. I also perform budget exercises for business entities across many industrial pursuits. Let's talk a little bit about my management experience. Supervise employees to a top 5% in internal audit and compliance rating, and also to a 300% growth in net operating income. And right now I currently coordinate and manage the day-to-day accounting function for a multi-million-dollar business entity. When we think about my leadership experiences, I'm the vice president of the Phi Kappa Psi Fraternity Columbus Area Alumni Association. I was a past contributor of the Dublin Chamber of Commerce, ambassador, and governmental affairs committees. Currently, I'm an appointed member of the Genoa Township Financial Advisory and Audit Committee and the Zoning Commission. And I'm secretary and vice president-elect of the Genoa Township Business Association. In addition, our community can see that I have great capacity when it comes to the following: adaptability to the quickly changing environment, discernment of understanding the real issues, having perspective beyond my own vantage point, servitude of doing whatever it's going to take for our community, and maturity of putting team before thyself. These are just a few of the leadership and character qualities that I exude every day. Within the next year, I look to further strengthen the business of the township through alignment, accountability, and results. Genoa Township will continue to provide amazing services to our community. We'll continue to have razor-sharp focus on the upcoming topics, building upon the facility and IT assessments, the impacts to our community of the potential interchange at Big Walnut Road and Interstate 71, the Delco Water tower potential sites within our community. We've talked about parking legislation, talking about zoning regulation updates. We're going to continue to build upon the fiscal office's audit preparedness and response. We're going to look at the capital fund, reserve funds, the rainy day funds, et cetera. Focus on the carryover funding of the GL account and the potential shortfall. And most importantly, community focus group engagement. In closing, there's an old saying that still holds water today. Talk is cheap and action speaks louder than words. And action is what I've done since the moment I've moved into this township. I've been visible and engaged. Genoa Township, the best predictor of future action and behaviors is to reflect on the past. There is no question that shows that I give 100% effort and focus to this community. I look forward to the opportunity to personally meet with trustees D'Antonio and Gephardt to further clarify my additional professional and technical attributes that make me well-suited for this appointment. Our continued dialogue will reinforce my commitment to fair, reasonable, and decisive engagement with all of Genoa Township stakeholders. Genoa Township, I'm hopeful you agree that I am the candidate for this seat. It's time to put our nose to the grindstone and get to work in 2017. Thank you.
Our next candidate is Jill Rudler.
I come on my own wheels. Good evening. My name is Jill Rudler, and I live at 5383 Langwell Drive. First, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to speak to you tonight about my qualifications for Genoa Township Trustee. As indicated in the application, the qualifications for trustee are budgeting, management, and leadership, which I couldn't agree more. Let me share with you my qualifications in these three areas. As you can imagine, some of my qualifications will overlap in these three categories. I grew up in Conneaut, Ohio, a small town nearly half the population of Genoa Township. It was a blue-collar community where my father drove 140 miles round-trip to work in the railroad just to put food on the table for his five children. I learned at a very young age, where money was always tight, how to budget for what was needed, not just what was wanted. In today's language, I would say my parents led with revenue. They didn't spend money before they knew where it would come from. This taught me valuable lessons, which I incorporated in my earliest job at a department store. At age 16, I worked as a clerk for 2 years while in high school. From my first paycheck, I invested in one U.S. savings bond each payday and put it away for the future. A few years later, at age 21, I started my real estate career. I cashed in the bonds for a total value of $3,000. I used this as my down payment on my first investment property. I purchased the property for $29,900, and I moved in half of it so I could rent the other half to help defray the cost of my housing. In Conneaut, the economy was very difficult in the 1980s. But in 1987, 9 years after building my real estate business, I decided to move 200 miles away to Westerville to a more vibrant real estate market. I didn't know anyone, or even much more, the communities I would be serving. Today, I employ a team of 12 independent contractors and employees who serve Central Ohio and the surrounding counties with a gross revenues of between $1 and $2 million per year. Collectively, my business partners and I have built XL Realty Brokerage, nearly 100 agents in just 4 years. We opened in 2012. The growth of this company has continued to expand my budget experience as I currently serve as chair of the Budget and Finance Committee. I also served 5 years at Columbus Board of Realtors Budget, Finance, and Investment Committee. This brings me to management. It is not easy to manage a team for 25 years. I have hired, I have fired, but I spend most of my time coaching my team and developing leadership skills within each of them. I know leadership is the third category. However, my management style is to develop leaders around me. I do not manage by telling people what to do, but I coach them to self-discovery. This allows them to create systems and strategies to ensure success every time. This has helped me develop true leadership within my business. I set standards for my team, exactly what is required of them. Because of this, my team always exceeds their standards. How do I know this? When you're in a customer service business like real estate, it is through satisfied customers who in turn become friends. Making the customer experience second to none is the goal at the Rudler team. Most of my team members have been with me between 10 and 24 years. That is unprecedented in real estate business nationwide. This leads me to leadership. Very candidly, I have won many awards in my career for Sales Associate of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award at Columbus Realtors, Entrepreneur of the Year, and Member of the Year at Columbus and Ohio Chapters of Women's Council of Realtors. I have been featured in several books and magazines, including a New York Times number one bestseller book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, as well as the Columbus CEO Magazine. I have never expected to win an award. Award is the icing on the cake. If you are a leader, you do good work, you work hard, and you lead others successfully, you get recognized for it. Leading and growing my team for 25 years, leadership in XL Realty's success and growth, serving as president of Women's Council of Realtors, chairing and serving on many committees, and serving on the board of directors for both Columbus Realtors and Ohio Association of Realtors are examples of my success in leadership. I am a graduate of the inaugural class of Columbus Realtors Leadership Academy, which was a year-long training in all forms of leadership in Central Ohio. At that time, I was able to spend part of a day at Genoa Township Fire Department sampling the task of the fire department and how they serve the community. One of my most rewarding leadership experiences that I have ever had was to serve in the Genoa Township Citizens Fire Academy this year. It was an in-depth look at what our fire department does on a daily basis. To get this valuable firsthand experience wearing a dry suit and a tank and going into Hoover Reservoir to experience what it's like to rescue or recover a drowning victim in Blackwater was incredible. Everything from hazmat training, entering a smoke-filled room, using the jaws of life to remove the vehicle from around the victim of an accident, was so much more. The entire academy was not to be missed. Each night was eye-opening and showed the incredible diversity of what our firefighters must do to be ready every day. I was very proud to be among the 2016 graduating class. I believe to be an effective township trustee, you must be a good steward of taxpayer dollars. As a leader, I will advance the goals of the township. I do not believe there is a status quo in government. I believe you will continue to improve or deteriorate. That is why leadership is critical, and leadership is a quality I can provide.
You'll need to wrap it up. I'm sorry.
In closing, thank you once again for giving me the opportunity to present my qualifications for Genoa Township Trustee. I believe based on my significant life experience, I have demonstrated my ability to provide responsible governance to the residents of Genoa Township. Thank you very much. Thank you. As you can see, I'm not a public speaker.
Our final candidate for this evening is Melissa Yost.
Good evening. I'd like to thank the trustees for bringing me this far along the process and giving me the opportunity to address the public. My name is Melissa Yost. I became a resident of Genoa Township when my family relocated from Westerville to Walnut Grove Estates in January 2012. I am a practicing attorney. I've been practicing since 2000. I am currently in-house counsel and in the corporate litigation department. Been doing that work for just over 2 years. However, a majority of my career has been in public service. My undergrad degree was obtained from The Ohio State University. My degree is in natural resources development, environmental monitoring and assessment. After I graduated, I had always wanted to become a lawyer. And I found that Capital University had a great program where you could go to law school in the evening and still have a full-time job. So I opted for that route, and I took a position with the Fairfield County Health Department, and I worked as an environmental health inspector. I did that while attending law school at Capital. After I graduated from law school, I accepted a position with the Attorney General's Office of the State of Ohio. I worked in the environmental enforcement section for 5.5 years. In that regard, my role was to travel throughout Ohio and enforce environmental regulations and also protect decisions of the director of Ohio EPA. I really enjoyed that job. I enjoyed working for the government, but I wanted a change at that time. So I saw an opportunity to learn a new area and still have the litigation that I so enjoyed. So I went to the Ohio Consumers Council in 2005, and I was an advocate for residential utility consumers. I had a very successful career there, and when I ultimately left there, I had been appointed as the Deputy Consumer Counsel. The state agency at the time that I was deputy had about 40 employees. I was a legal director. I was the ethics officer for that agency for 8 years. I became very knowledgeable about public records law, Open Meetings Act throughout my career. And thereafter, I went to my current position. I was trying to decide what I should tell you about why I would make a good township trustee, and I found a really good resource, the Ohio Township Association. They have a publication on there that I kind of pulled up. It does have 18 items for a good trustee, but I've only picked out a few to address. One of the things that was listed on the township's publication was understanding Ohio's open meetings, public records, and ethics laws. And indeed, I do have a very good understanding of all those areas of laws and the requirements that the trustees must abide by. Another thing was to be a good listener. And throughout my career in public service and even in corporate world, I think that is a good attribute to have. And I do believe in the adage that when you're talking, you're just repeating things that you already know. But when you're listening, you'll learn something new. Another item that was listed on the trustees association website was that a good trustee has courage and conviction to make tough decisions. And indeed, I think that's very important for the person who's selected to be our next township trustee. My focus throughout my career, whether it's been in government or in corporations, is to do the right thing. And throughout my experience, I've learned that the right thing is not always the easiest thing to do, but it's what must be done if you want to sleep at night and have the integrity that is needed to succeed. So I thank you all for listening to me, and good luck to all. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes this evening's special meeting. I want to say thank you to those who came out this evening on a cold night to listen to our candidates, and also thank those who may be listening to this at home or who may have watched this on Facebook Live. I again want to commend everyone that has put their name in for this vacancy. For the 22 that will not be receiving this appointment, I just want to remind you, there are three trustees sitting at this table. All three of us have been through the appointment process for a vacancy, and all three of us were rejected for the appointment process for a vacancy. So keep the faith. I will say, you know, I think if nothing else, we've always found a way for those who want to get involved in this township. We've always found some capacity to accommodate those who wish to serve. I want to wish my colleagues, Frank and Carl, good luck. It is not an easy decision for the two of you to make, especially with a talented group of applicants like this, but I wish you all the best in the discussions and deliberations to come. Are there any closing remarks?
No, I'm good.
Okay. We then stand adjourned at 7:52 p.m. Have a good evening, everyone.